Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A quick feature today with Ryan Quarles, State Commissioner of Agriculture. Among his chores this day, chairing a State Ag Development Board meeting, addressing the Kentucky Commodity Conference, both in Bowling Green, and then traveling up the road to the Cattlemen's Association Convention in Owensboro. In short, he's a little busy, but quite comfortable in his new role.
I was fortunate to inherit a great Department of Agriculture from Commissioner Comer. I just chaired my first of, hope, many to come Agriculture Development Board meetings, a board that has played a significant role in revitalizing Kentucky's agriculture economy over the years.
On a few of his front burner issues,
we are going to continue the successful Kentucky Proud program, which Commissioner Comer's brought to new heights, and help promote other products through that powerful marketing program. We're also going to continue agriculture education. We're going to teach kids about the importance of agriculture at a young age. We're also going to play a more active role in international trade to make sure that if a deal is being reached in Washington or overseas, we want to make sure that Kentucky farmers benefit from international trade. We're also going to continue to push back against out-of-control and unnecessary federal government overreach from the EPA, particularly on WOTUS issues, waters of the U.S. And finally, we're going to start a commission on hunger and food insecurity, something that's not been done before, and addressing an issue that unfortunately affects one in six Kentuckians.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage because it's good.
Following up on Ag Commissioner Quarles' announcement of a commission on hunger, on the next few steps.
And in the coming weeks, we're going to roll out the membership of the committee. And when it's important, when you start addressing problems, the first thing to do is figure out where we're at. So the first thing we're going to do is take an inventory of what's working well and identify areas that we can perhaps do a better job.
On part of the answer that is already working and that we state taxpayers getting refunds can help with has to do with Box 37 on our state return.
That supports the Farm to Food Bank program, which Department of Agriculture administers. This is money that helps Kentucky farmers as well market what otherwise may be unmarketable produce to feed the hungry. And it's important that we continue to have the resources to address an issue that affects far too many Kentuckians.
Food for thought from State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.